Okay, let's turn to our scriptures. 1 Peter 5, 7 to 9.
녹음 해주세요.
오케이, are you ready?
네.
우리 틀다. 오케이. 됐어? 끝. Are you ready?
Amen.
All right, begin.
Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
Amen. Okay. I'm going to share the last series on the gentleness, epiakos, how to cast all the worries and anxieties, how to live an anxiety-free life. Indeed, in Christ, we can live anxiety-free life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Come on, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Bible says, cast all your anxiety on him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Onto Jesus. Your anxieties and all the worries has been cast off.
Amen.
When Jesus Christ died on the cross 2,000 years ago, guess what? Not only your sins has been taken away, not only your wounds, your disease has been taken away, but all your cares has been taken away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All your anxiety has been taken away. Therefore, we have no right to be stressful with our anxious thoughts or anxious matters of this life. Because in Christ, we are set free from not only sins, but we are set free from all the worries and anxieties of this world.
Amen.
Do you believe?
Amen.
Do you believe?
Amen.
So Bible says, cast all your anxiety. Now we want to cast. What kind of anxiety do you have? Maybe some of you, you are anxious about your health. Some of you, you're anxious about your job, about visa, about your family, about your money, I don't know. Whatever anxieties you have this afternoon, I pray that you will cast it to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because He's able to take care of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it says, cast all your anxieties on Him because what?
He cares for you.
Come on, church, you can be louder than that. Cast all your anxieties on him because
he cares for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ cared for you in the past. Jesus Christ cares for you even now.
Amen.
Jesus Christ will care for you throughout eternity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ cared for you in the past. How? By dying on the cross for our sins and for our worries, for our diseases. And not only that, Jesus Christ cares for you even now through his Spirit. Holy Spirit who is in you, He cares for you, He guides you, He comforts you, He strengthens you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And not only that, throughout eternity, Jesus Christ will care for you, will help you, will lead you, will guide you.
Amen.
Because He loves you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're going to cast all your anxieties now onto Jesus Christ. Are you ready?
Amen.
If I say begin, then you're going to let's do with the action, right? Some demonstration now. Okay? The baggage of all anxieties now. You have it, right? Some of those worries that you have. Okay? You ready?
Yes.
If I say 1, 2, 3, you're going to cast it to Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
Come on, are you ready?
Amen.
Come on, do it like this now. You have baggage. You have a whole baggage of all these anxieties now. About visa problem, health problem, your future, all those problems you have. Okay, you ready? Now, be careful. Don't do it to Pastor Paul. I don't want your worries, all right? Do it to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You do it to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Don't do it to Pastor Paul. Then I'm here. I have enough of my own. Okay. Okay. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Fearless. Ready? Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Lord Jesus.
That's good. You say Lord Jesus as you cast it. Okay, one more time. Oh, Eric is very good. Eric is He's like, I don't want this garbage. Whoa! You're like, two hands. Two hands is good. Okay.
Yeah, two hands.
Not one hand.
Two hand. Okay?
You ready? Lord Jesus, and we cast it to Jesus, not to me. Are you ready? All right, all your worries, sir. One, two, three.
Lord Jesus!
No, no, no. Lord Jesus, then you do the action. Not
Lord Jesus.
Okay? You ready? Lord Jesus. You ready? Ready?
Come on.
Ready? One, two, three.
Lord Jesus!
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus Christ cares enough to take care of your problems.
Amen.
Jesus Christ cares and loves you to take away all those problems. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You and I, we have no right to worry about anything. What does it mean by Hakuna Matata?
No worry.
No problem. Hakuna Matata. Hmm? Is that Kenya?
Kiswahili.
Oh. Hakuna Matata. Everybody say Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
Matata or Matata?
Matata is light. Matata is worries.
Ah. Mm. Oh, you're very smart. So Hakuna Matata is better, huh?
Oh.
Okay, everybody say Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
Amen. Amen. Don't worry. All right? Jesus Christ cares about you. Now, here. Can I? So Jesus Christ said, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And verse 8, let's read verse 8 one more time. Ready? Begin. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Now, next thing that the Bible tells us too is we need to be self-controlled. Not lose our control. We need to be self-controlled. You understand? Not to be loose, not to lose our mind, not to lose my feeling, not to lose my will, but we need to be self-controlled. We need to control, you know, as we are living in this world, Satan is there to, like a roaring lion, to looking for food to devour, right? And Satan is looking for those people who are loose in their mind, loose in their feeling. See, we shouldn't feel according to however we want to feel. Feelings and emotion are there to feel Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we worship, we need to worship God with our emotion.
Amen.
But when we fight with our brothers and sisters, we shouldn't fight with our emotion.
Amen.
Do you agree with that?
Amen.
Do you agree with that?
Amen.
When you love your wife and your husband, you need to love your wives and husbands with your emotion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when you are arguing with your pastor, Hope not. When you're arguing with somebody, your brother, sister, you shouldn't argue with the emotion. Are you getting me?
Amen.
Your emotion is there to love Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To exalt Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To boast Jesus Christ and not to fight with one another. So that's what I mean by self-control. You need to control your emotion. You need to control your thoughts.
Amen.
Because the devil is there and he's trying to eat you up. Okay? Listen, if you are worried, if your mind is full of worry, that's the person the devil is looking for. If you're worried, you can guarantee the devil will come and he will eat you up. Listen, John chapter 10 verse 10 says, a thief comes to steal and destroy and kill. Thief, who's the thief? The devil. The devil is out there, is looking for food to devour, to destroy. And we need to be self-controlled and alert. Hello?
Amen.
Church, we need to be alert.
Amen.
You know, when we're driving, I don't know, some of you are driving. When we are driving, time to time, you hear the siren of the police car, right? When you go to America, there, the loudest and biggest and the powerful, I would say, the sound is not ambulance, not police car, but it's the fire truck. You know fire truck? Paul Kang, you know what I'm talking about, right? Fire truck, right? They go, wah, wah. The sound is so alarming. The sound is so huge that when you drive, you know, you get shocked. And there, you cannot help yourself but to drive your car on the side. And you have to let the fire truck go. Why? Because there's some buildings is on fire. And somebody's dying there. So the fire truck is like honking with all his power. Wah, wah. Everybody's shaking. The earth is shaking, you know? But Korea, there's a problem with this siren. Police or ambulance. It doesn't sound like an emergency, you know? It sounds like a toy. So I think they have to do something with the siren stuff in Korea. Anyway, Bible says, be alert! Be alert because Satan is prowling like a lion. So we need to be alert. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you say we need to be alert?
Amen.
Yeah? Do you agree with me?
Yeah.
So the question is, how to be alert? How to be alert? Well, let me give you two ways. Two ways to be alert. Number one, we need to be alert. We can be alert through the Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give me your Bible. We can be alert through the Bible. The Bible is the Word of God, is the truth. The Word is Jesus Christ. John chapter 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the? Come on everybody. In the beginning there was the?
Word.
The Word was with God. The Word was God. And verse 14 says, the Word became?
Flesh.
Who is that? The Word.
Jesus.
The Word is a person. The Word is a person and His name is Jesus Christ. So we can be alert to Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is the only one who can defeat the enemy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And matter of the fact is, Jesus Christ already beat the enemy. Already beaten the enemy. Long time ago. 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ died on the cross, right before He breathed their last breath, He said, it is finished.
Amen.
And when He spilled that words, it is finished, He meant it. Jesus Christ, He won the victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't have to fight for the victory. Victory is already on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we want to be alert, we need the Word of God. We need to love the Word of God. Every day you need to eat the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you agree with me, say amen.
Amen.
How many meals do you eat a day? One meal? Two? Or three? Anyway, you are eating every day. Am I right? You're eating every day, right? You are eating every day to survive. Spiritually, you need to eat every day. So open your Bible. Open the best seller in this entire world. This is the best seller. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The best seller. The authenticity is there. It's 100% truth. It is the Word of God. It's a living and active, sharper than double-edged sword. This is the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you need to love this Bible.
Amen.
Open the Bible every day and read and eat the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And not only the Word of God, you can be alert to the prayer. Now prayer is breathing. Prayer is what?
Breathing.
Prayer is breathing. Now everybody, if I say everybody stop breathing for 3 minutes, what's going to happen? Everybody will go out of this room and I'll be preaching to the wall. Huh? Right? If you stop breathing for 3 minutes, you'll die. Hello? Spiritually, you need to breathe. You need to breathe, amen.
Amen.
Because you are a spiritual being.
Amen.
You are not just a physical being. What's the difference between animals and human beings? We have the spirit.
Amen.
And animals don't. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you agree with me?
Amen.
We are a spiritual being. And we need to breathe spiritually. And how do we breathe spiritually? Through prayer. Oh Lord Jesus. So we pray every day by calling on His name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We say, Lord Jesus. Come on, everybody say,
Lord Jesus.
One more time.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Every time you say, Lord Jesus, you know what it means? You are saying that, Jesus, you are the Lord. You are the Master. You are number one. You are the head. There is no one above your name. Your name is above all names. Your name is the name, the one most powerful name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are acknowledging that. And when you acknowledge Jesus Christ is the Lord, then you know what? He will indeed take care of your problems.
Amen.
He will indeed take care of your life.
Amen.
He's in charge. Because you are saying, Jesus, you are the Lord. You are the head of my life. Then He will indeed act upon the Lord.
Amen.
Act upon as the Lord. Do you understand?
Amen.
So that's how we pray. We pray, Lord Jesus. That's how we become alert. I pray that you be alert 24/7. 24 hours, 7 days a week. Amen?
Amen.
If you live alert life, self-control life, guess what? When you come to church on Sunday, you have many things to share. You have many things to boast about Jesus Christ. And I pray that when we have a time of boasting Jesus Christ, that we have so many people who want to come up to the front and want to boast Jesus Christ. That's normal. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Every Sunday, I'm expecting some brothers and sisters come up and, hey, I want to boast Jesus Christ. That's normal Christian life.
Amen.
Don't expect pastors to preach only. Church never meant to be like that. Amen. Only pastors come up and preach That's not healthy church. Healthy church is all the parts of the body come and share Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Post Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, hallelujah. God is good?
All the time.
All the time?
God is good.
And the scripture goes on, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, your enemy, the devil. Who is our enemy?
The devil.
Come on, the scripture said, who is our enemy?
The devil.
Your pastor is not your enemy, amen?
Amen.
Your brothers, sisters, your husband, your wife, they are not your enemy?
Amen.
The enemy is behind them. His name is the devil.
Amen.
His name is the Satan.
Amen.
And under Satan, there are many evil spirits, or we call it demons. They are our enemies. Amen?
Amen.
And if they are our enemy, then we should hate the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
Bible says, love your enemy. That is, it's talking about the people, not about the devil, okay? Mm. But there's a person that we need to hate, and that is devil. We hate our enemy, because that the devil is the enemy of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Mm. And devil is also our enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you acknowledge that the devil is our enemy?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And you know what? Do you know when the devil is most scared? Do you know when the devil is most frightened and fearful? I'll tell you when. When his body, the body of Christ, come together in unison, in one unity. When they love one another. And when they exalt the name Jesus. The devil is frightened.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me? Devil is not frightened when you individual is filled with the Holy Spirit. Devil is not frightened with individual. Devil is frightened when the body of Christ come together.
Amen.
In unity.
Amen.
And when they love one another, when they become selfless person.
Amen.
As a whole group. Oh, the devil will be frightened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Let's make devil frightened today.
Amen.
Let's make devil fearful today. Amen.
Amen.
He will shudder and he will go away. And he says, oh, there's no hope of bothering overflowing church. Because they love Jesus Christ and they are one in Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, there's a victory in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Victory belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring
lion,
looking for someone to devour. The keyword there is looking. A church, think about this. The devil is not sitting. Huh? The devil is not sitting and pondering. The devil is not thinking. The devil is not lying down and relaxing. The Bible says, devil is roaring. Devil is roaring like a lion and going around looking for food. He's not resting. Guess what, church? The devil is not resting. The devil is not calm. With eyes, with fiery eyes, he's looking for food to devour. And you know what kind of people the devil is looking for? I'll tell you what kind of people he's looking. He's looking for people who are worried. People who are anxious. You are the devil's food if you are filled with worries and anxieties. But no, we are never going to be the food of the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we have Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're not praying, if you're not breathing spiritually, if you're not eating the word of God, then you know what? You are the target of the devil. The devil will eat you up. He will take away, slowly take away your mind. Slowly take away your emotion. That's why there's an anger issue. When you have the anger issue, that means you have lost your emotion to the devil. That's what it's saying here. If you have a fear issue, that means you have lost your emotion also to the devil. But guess what? Jesus Christ has won the battle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in Christ, you can take back what you have lost to the devil. Amen.
Amen.
Today, we're going to stand and we're going to take it back. Amen.
Amen.
If you lost your emotion to the devil, you're going to take it back. Amen.
Amen.
We have no more anger issue in Christ.
Amen.
Anger, go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
My verse, anger, go in Jesus' name.
Anger, go in Jesus' name.
Worry, go in Jesus' name.
Worry, go in Jesus' name.
Shyness, go in Jesus' name.
Shyness, go in Jesus' name.
Fear, go in Jesus' name.
Fear, go in Jesus' name.
Addictions, go in the name of Jesus Christ.
Addictions, go in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus' name, there's a power. There's a power of healing, power of restoration.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Verse 9 now. Verse 9. Everybody read verse 9 together. Ready? Begin.
Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
All right. So what are we going to do now? You know the devil is prowling like a roaring lion, looking for food to devour. So what are you going to do? Bible says, resist him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says, resist him. Resist him. Amen.
Amen.
James 4:7 says, James 4:7, do you have that? James 4:7 says, submit yourself then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come on. If you resist the devil, he said, the Bible says, he will flee from you. He will run away from you. Hallelujah. All right? If I say, resist the devil, and you say, he will flee from me. You ready? Resist the devil.
He will flee from me.
And then if I say, the devil will flee from you, and you say, resist the devil. Ready? The devil will flee from you.
Resist the devil.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Going back to the scripture. Pastor Rosa. Bible says, resist the devil, right? Resist him. And Bible says, standing firm in the faith. That's the key word there. Standing firm. Listen. Bible says, stand. Don't sit down. When you sit down, you're not ready to fight. When you sit down, your strength is not in full
position.
You understand? It's not full capacity. When you stand, your strength is full. You're ready to fight the enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Bible says standing firm in the faith. Stand. We all need to stand firm and be alert. Always get ready to fight. If the devil shoots the arrow of doubt, we need to fight with the word of God. Hallelujah. Bible says, do not doubt. When the devil comes and shoots the arrow of fear, then we need to fight with the word of God. Do not fear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to stand. In this world, we need to stand.
Amen.
You know why? Because God is on your side.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is on your side.
Amen.
He will help you. He will strengthen you. He will empower you.
Amen.
There is no devil, no enemy who can overpower you. Because Jesus Christ is not only with you, He is in you.
Amen.
Through His Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where is Jesus? Jesus is here.
Amen.
Come on. If I say, where is Jesus? You say, Jesus is here.
Jesus is here.
Not only here. Here, right? Come on. Where is Jesus?
Jesus is here.
Are you sure?
Amen.
Jesus is in your spirit.
Amen.
And that's why we need to be bold and courageous. And you know, I read that scriptures to Tevin for the baby dedication, right? Please. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Be strong and
courageous.
As a parent, when we nurture our babies and our children, we need to be strong and courageous. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the strong and courageous means we need to be firm in the word of God.
Amen.
Firm in the faith of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because that's where strength comes. We don't have strength. We are not wise. We don't have faith. We don't have love by our own self. There's only love in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's only strength in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's only power in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's why Bible says, standing firm in the
faith.
In the
faith.
Who is our faith? Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 says, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of your faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is our faith. Amen.
Amen.
And Galatians 2:20 says, the faith of the Son of Jesus Christ, not faith of my faith. It's talking about faith of the Son, faith of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we can overcome all worries and anxieties of this world.
Amen.
We can overcome and resist the devil because faith of Jesus Christ is in us, in me and in you. With faith of Jesus Christ, we can overcome everything. Indeed, victory is yours. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to celebrate today because of who Jesus Christ is and what He has done. Hallelujah. If there's anything that is bothering you, you need to resist the devil now. In Jesus Christ's name, resist the devil and proclaim victory. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, stand up on your feet now. Bible says stand, standing firm in the faith. Standing firm in the faith. Oh Lord Jesus. And stretch, lift your hands. Lift your hands, your both hand is like the weapon that you have. The sword of the Spirit and shield of faith. One hand is the shield of faith, another hand is the sword of the Spirit. Lift up your both hand. And we're going to declare victory. And we're going to resist the devil now. And we're going to throw away, cast all anxieties on him. Are you ready, church? Are you ready?
Yes.
Come on, church. Let's call on the name Lord Jesus three times. And we're going to pray aloud together as one body. And let's make the devil frightened of our prayers. Are you ready?
Yes.
Call Jesus' name three times. Begin. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Come on. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray every stronghold. Jesus Christ, hallelujah! Lord Jesus Christ, we command against all the forces of the evil, forces of the darkness, we command in the name of Jesus.